I don't think that the purpose of today's parable is to make us agonize over the lack of a quantifiable output from our lives as Christians. God says through the prophet Isaiah, "My word that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty." And we must trust that it will be so for us too. The purpose of today's parable is surely to make us see the danger of fear, the danger of caution, the danger even of prudence in holding us back from the possibilities of spiritual growth. For example, we might be reluctant to engage with our faith at an intellectual level. We might be reluctant to engage with difficult questions about God and good and evil, or about God and science, or any number of other knotty theological problems. We might be reluctant to engage in such questions because we are afraid. Afraid that our faith will be challenged. Afraid that our doubts will come to the surface. Afraid that we might lose that faith which has been entrusted to us. And so we bury our talent in the ground for fear of losing it. And we miss out on the possibility of spiritual growth through intellectual inquiry and study. Or again, we might be reluctant to engage in acts of practical charity. We might be reluctant to be involved in that sort of work which brings us face to face with profound suffering. We might be reluctant because we are afraid, afraid of having nothing to say to the homeless person, or to the refugee, or to the person reaching the end of their life in loneliness and despair. And afraid, too, that such encounters will challenge and even undermine our faith. And so we bury our talent in the ground and miss out on the possibility of helping others and of growing spiritually through acts of charity. Or again, we might be reluctant to pray, or we might be reluctant to deepen and intensify our prayer life. We might be reluctant because we are afraid, afraid of praying for the wrong thing, afraid that our prayers will not be answered, afraid that committing more time to prayer will make us miss out on other things that we enjoy in our lives, afraid perhaps of what we might find within ourselves if we take time to be silent before God. And so we bury our talent in the ground and miss out on the possibilities of spiritual growth that can come through a life of prayer. So I invite you to reflect on where fear may be holding you back. I invite you to reflect on where caution may be preventing you from recognizing opportunities for spiritual growth. I invite you to consider where a preoccupation with the possibility of loss might be getting in the way of your life as a Christian. It could be in any number of ways, in any number of areas of activity, as the Gospel says, to each according to his ability. Your calling may be to prayer, or to hospitality, or to study, or to charity, or to any combination of these things. Your calling might even be to inviting your friends to come to church during the approaching festive season, or at least to come to the Christmas fair. Your calling might even be to the priesthood. But whatever it may be, I invite you to reflect on where fear or caution may be leading you to bury your talent in the ground. And I invite you to pray for a spirit of courage and boldness, rooted in trust in God, so that you may hear those wonderful words, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. Enter into the joy of your master." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.